What's up, you guys? This is Rants of a Christian Millennial, and it's your girl Onyinye. And you know what? I'm just mic testing. Testing one, two. Yes, yeah, so your girl is like all the way technical right now. When I say technical, I mean levels have changed on this 2020 because I got a microphone, guys. Yes, I did. Well, I didn't get it. It was gifted to me by my best friend for my birthday. My birthday was 2 weeks ago, and it was like this entire like experience. Like, right, I will get to it eventually, but it was like an entire experience. And first of all, shout out to Abiola, shout out to you, man. Like, thank you so much for believing in my hustle. Thank you for believing in this podcast hustle. Literally, I don't know if you guys know, but my journey for this podcasting is literally connect my earphones to my phone, walk into my closet and record. That's how I've been doing it. And I've actually hinted that I wanted a microphone, but it's not something. It was something I thought, okay, maybe as I get deeper into the whole podcasting, I would eventually get a microphone. But, sounds so much better with the pop filter. Anyways, but my best friend ran with it, and homegirl went and got me an entire microphone. And honestly, that's just love. That's just when you have someone that actually believes in you like that, you know. It just gives you the motivation to want to be better, you know. It gives you the motivation to want to do better. And honestly, I don't think I have any excuse right now. I don't think I have any excuse to not record or to not podcast or anything like that, because I have an entire microphone right now. So, I mean, what other excuse can you possibly come up with? Like, tell me. Tell me any excuse and I'll counter it. Okay. Is it technology? Well, we have internet. We have a microphone. We have everything we need. Is it time? Well, you're done with finals right now, honey. You have enough time to do what you need to do to take care of business. Okay. So literally nothing. But anyways, this is just literally like a mic check to see how this turns out. I might post it. I may not. I think, okay, so yesterday I watched a video of this lady on YouTube, and she was talking about like, don't be afraid to be seen trying in front of people. And so I was like, she was like, it's okay if you have to, like, sometimes you have to like post the not so perfect like video or not so perfect picture, something that is not so perfect. It's okay if you have to do that sometimes, you know. So like, it's okay if you don't have to like come out as this perfect butterfly after hiding your caterpillar days, you know. And I feel like it's very like there's so much pressure in society right now. I feel like there's always been that pressure with society, but right now it's somewhat like elevated because we have like social media, and we have like Instagram, and we have Snapchat, and we have TikTok, and we have YouTube. Even some YouTube videos have to be like the best edited form for people to actually find it like visually appealing. We have all of these things that tells us that for you to seem like you should be taken seriously, for you to seem like you're coming out as your best self in society, you have to show this perfect view of what a person is. Your pictures have to be perfectly filtered, your pictures have to be perfectly edited, your videos have to be edited, everything has to be spot on, you know. And it's a lot of pressure, you know, to do that. And to be honest, our brains are not really used to that sort of pressure. It's really like an old brain living in a modern world, you know. Our brains have not evolutionized to that point yet where we handle the pressures of Instagram. So, you know, so it's just like, sometimes it's okay. I mean, that was what she was saying, that sometimes it's okay to just like come the way you are, you know, and not like feel like you have to go through the struggle of putting up a front or something like that, you know? So I guess that's what I'm doing. I'm just like testing the microphone to see how it works for you guys, because y'all are my fam, and it would not be true to myself if I, or it would not be true to this podcast if I, you know, want to always seem like perfect all the time. Like 1 minute I am recording podcast on my, I think Kelechi's music might be coming through this. Hopefully the pop filter will. Do I have to tell Kelechi to reduce the volume? Okay, you know what? Let me call him. Guys, this is what I'm telling you. Let me call him. Let me tell him to reduce his volume, bruh. I even think he's on the phone, so there's a chance that he would not even. Yeah, bro, can you turn down your volume? I'm testing my new mic. I'm recording my podcast episode. I can hear it through the door. So can you, through the wall? So can you turn it down? Thank you. Yeah, y'all. You guys have to put my family in your prayers, man. The walls in our house are very thin. We're praying to God and we're trusting and hoping God for thicker walls. All right, so we don't have to intrude in each other, and we don't have to always beg each other to turn down the music, because we all have different, you know, in a family with different people and different personalities, we all have different, you know, love for music and different noise levels, you know. And sometimes I find myself having to like knock on the door of, wait, what? How are you gonna say it? First of all, iPhone, behave yourself. Well, yeah, so sometimes I find myself having to like beg my brothers to turn down their volumes. And I know, honestly, I know like sometimes it's an invasion of their privacy because they want to listen to what they want to listen to, you know? So it's like, I mean, let them leave. So the solution is to move into a house with thicker walls. So I'm gonna need you guys to put my family in your prayer points, y'all, so that we can all have the freedom to listen to what we want to listen to. Thank you and God bless you. All right, so going back to what I was saying before, I had to call Kelechi to turn down the volume of his music. So yeah, it's like, it would not be true to me if one day you hear like that, you hear that my sound is some type of way, and then the next day I just come out like this beautiful butterfly and this beautiful unicorn. Like, it really wouldn't be true to who Onyinye is, you know. I like to think that I'm a kind of girl that I like to keep things real. I like to keep things as the T.I. is. I'm really not that kind of person that likes like to put on airs or to front about stuff, you know. I like to be real. So I like every other part of me to somewhat represent who I am, you know. So sorry, let me delete some of those apps. I was also doing the whole record a video while you podcast type thing, guys. Really, I'm really trying to be great, man. I'm trying to step up my game, you know, trying to be a little serious about this. I don't want to be you know, I want to try to be excellent at what I do. I don't want to just like, because I believe excellence attracts excellence, you know. So I didn't just want to just like be all over the place. I want to like try different things and push myself differently and see how that would work. So I want to see what recording while podcasting looks like, because I'd be seeing people do that a lot and it looks cool. And to be honest, like, there are a lot of things that I do that would be so cool if you saw me on video rather than hear me. Like, for example, like the way I gesticulate, or the way I you know, make expressions, like funny expressions. There are really things that it's better for you to see than for you to hear. So, but my phone just told me that I have exceeded the memory. I'm just trying to, no, I'm not reinstalling Netflix. Netflix will not have my dollars in the mighty name of Jesus. Can I hear an amen? You will not have my dollars in the mighty name of Jesus. Okay, let's see. First of all, delete this favor app. It's not doing nothing for me. Okay. I probably have just about enough, no? Review large attachments. I mean, I have some of them on my phone already. I'll just delete all. Yeah. Honestly, when I bought this phone, I bought 64GB because, you know, I like to think I'm not the kind of person that would really bother about these types of things. But it turns out that, I don't know, I probably should have bought a higher GB or some. No, I'm trying to delete all those things off my phone because, yeah. But yeah, like I was saying, there is definitely that pressure of wanting to like be perfect or... Wow, the thing just fell off. Sorry, I'm coming. Sorry. Hey, wow. Hello. Hey. Wow. What's happening? Hello. Oh no. Oh, it's on echo mode. Sorry. Okay. Okay. Oh no. We don't want that to happen. Okay. So I think it shifted my earphone thing a bit. Okay. Hold on. Well, let's get this stand right. So yeah, this is the thing. Like, these are the behind the scenes things that we don't see. Like, we don't see how people goof on live camera and then someone or on live, in my case, live podcasting, and then people come looking all perfect. We ain't all perfect. Like, maybe you guys need to see that when I installed my first microphone, things were a little bit like iffy. My brother's music was playing. I had to call him on the phone. The thing fell a couple of times. I had to toggle through a lot of things, you know. Maybe like we need to see this. So, you know, the moment when the podcast blows, you guys can be like, you know what, girl? I was there. I was there for all the... Uh-oh, it fell again. Okay, hold on. Let me fix this thing again. Hey, whoa. Microphone testing. Check. Ooh-wee. Oh, my God. Oh, the aux cable removed. That's why. Well, let me fix it properly. Oh. Biola, I love you so much. B, I love you so much and everything, but honestly. Hello? Oh, no, no echoes, please. No echoes. B, I love you so much and everything, but you know that you're the technical part of this relationship. You know, like, how are you gonna leave me? How are you gonna leave a girl like this? How are you gonna leave her in this cold while trying to set up this microphone? I guess it's the least I can do for getting this as a gift, huh? All right, so well, there you have it, guys. It's okay to sort of like show up as not being perfect sometimes, especially in a world that there's so much pressure to be perfect and there's so much pressure to be a certain way. All right, so I mean, it sounds pretty dope. It doesn't sound that bad, honestly. I can dig this. I can totally dig this sound. Like, I don't mind, you know. I really don't mind. I can see myself doing this. I feel like for all it's worth, it seems like podcasting is going to be more fun because now I feel like a professional podcaster, you know. You know what? This is the time that all the endorsements should start rolling in. People think that they should start getting endorsed when they're having like 1,000, 1 million listeners. But brand companies, this is the time for you guys to come and holler at your girl because... do not despise the day of or the days of the youthful beginning. Do not despise my youthful beginning. Don't come at me when I have like a million customers and you come and send me emails talking about I think that you represent what our brand stands for. Nah, come at me now when I am struggling to set up my microphone, okay? Come at me now when I was about to say something, but I'm like, come at me now when I am asking my brothers to listen to my podcast. This is the time that you should slide into my DMs and send me emails, because you know what? I represent every brand. I represent the whole struggle to you make it story, okay? Started from the bottom, literally. I represent resilience. I represent tenacity. I represent work ethic. I am what you guys are looking for. So email me at theivo081@gmail.com, okay? Instagram, theivo081. In fact, maybe, just maybe, I think it's high time we made an entire email for Rant of a Christian Millennial, and maybe even start an Instagram page. What would he do it? Look at what having a... Look at what having a new microphone is doing to the girl. All of a sudden, the girl is coming up with all this like fantastic ideas. Like, yeah, how about we start like an Instagram page for this? Yeah, how about we start a YouTube channel for this where I just record and you guys just listen to me record, okay? How about we create an email? How about how we do all this fantastic stuff? Let's bring it back home and let us record just one episode a week at least. Hey, a girl can dream. A girl can dream of all the amazing things that she wants to do with her Moses, with her little baby. Because this podcast is my baby, yo. It's my baby. All right. So it sounds like we have everything checked. We figured out a way to maneuver the technicalities of this microphone. I still feel like I need to buy like an audio jack for my MacBook, because I think I'll prefer recording on my Mac. I still feel like I need to buy an audio jack for that. But for now, I think I'll just do this primitive way where it's like I have, I connected the aux cord to the microphone, and then I took a pair of earphones and connected to the microphone already. So it's like there's this joint connection thing going on right now. Shouldn't be a problem as long as, okay, she's fine with me using her headphones, because she's a little bit picky. Yeah. Okay, guys, so that was enough for microphone testing. Check 1 2 testing 1 2. The caterpillar, you know what? I know what I'm gonna call this episode. I am going to call it microphone tested the caterpillar experience. You know what I mean, right? Because, you know, caterpillars, I'm about to go into preacher mode right now. The caterpillars are the, you know, they're like the baby form and the ugly form of the butterflies. You know, that they're what the butterflies finally become. You know, you have to go through the caterpillar stage, you know, like a worm, ugly, and then you begin to grow wings, and then you sprout and you become beautiful, and then you become this lovely creature that everybody loves and admires. Well, nobody talks about the caterpillar enough, and like tying it and just wrapping up what I have started with eventually. Nobody talks about being a caterpillar enough. Everybody wants to talk about being a butterfly, being beautiful, being perfect, and just like, you know, nobody wants to talk about their caterpillar phases where they're ugly and they look like muckers. Literally look like vomit and they look like a mess. Nobody wants to talk about it. People only like to talk about the caterpillar stages when they blow or when they hammer. And I still do not think it's healthy, because you know what? Who help? Like, how does talking about your caterpillar stages help me in my caterpillar stage? It's like, that just makes me know that I still have a long way to go. It doesn't help me in any way, you know? It's like, why don't you just talk about, like, why don't we, like, start accepting our caterpillar stages in our caterpillar stages and don't have to wait till we become... What was that? I think that was Ogechi. And don't have to wait till we become butterflies before we start talking about what we used to be when we're caterpillars. How about we accept ourselves where we are? And you know what? Oh my God, Ogechi just came into the room. You know what? I accept myself. I am in my caterpillar stage. And that's why I'm going to put this out there to you guys. So it's very, very vulnerable, you know, to put yourself out there and to accept that you're in a caterpillar stage. Like I said, like in this time and age where it seems like there's so much pressure to be a certain way, so much pressure to look a certain way, so much pressure to show up perfect. You don't want to look anything short of perfect because you're afraid of like judgment or people saying things or people like not taking you serious because you have to be perfect to be taken serious. So even for me to even say, oh, let me post this, let me make this an actual post, it's hard for me because I'm like, are people going to take me serious? Are people going to take this podcast serious? Shouldn't I like nip and trim and edit and make it look perfect before I put it out there? Like, it's even vulnerable. It's hard for me as a person to put it out there. But like, not putting it out there still doesn't change where I am though. You know, it still doesn't change that I am literally a rookie to this podcasting thing. It still doesn't change the fact that I'm trying to like figure out my way. It still doesn't change the fact that I'm literally just recording this thing on the off chance that people would be interested in listening to me, you know. It still doesn't change the fact that I have doubts as to whether I should do this or not, you know. It really doesn't change anything. So what's the point of trying to show up a way that I am not? You know, it's like, it's double jeopardy for me. Like, you know, it's too much, to be honest. And honestly, your girl is tired of that. Honestly, I just want to navigate how I can be show up in my best ways in my life. Capiche? That's all I got, y'all. So, yeah. Microphone testing check. Once I'm done with this podcast, I'm going to review to hear how it sounds and hopefully it's good to go. But I'll see you guys next time. And then next time we would have all this whole thing under control and it would not be as as raggedy as it is. But then the moral of the story is sometimes raggedy is okay. It's fine to be raggedy sometimes, all right? Embrace your inner raggedy. Oh my God, Spirit just dropped another title, Lord. The girl is on fire. Embrace your inner raggedy, okay? Bye, y'all. Peace out.